From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. President Obama's re-election campaign begins in earnest today with appearances in Ohio and Virginia. NPR's Scott Horsley reports those two states are likely to be among the most hotly contested in the November election.
The president's team is calling today's events its first official campaign rallies of 2012, even though Mr. Obama's been actively courting voters and raising money for months. Both rallies are on college campuses at Ohio State University in Columbus and Virginia Commonwealth University in Richmond. Ohio is a perennial political battleground, but this year marks a new level of intensity for Virginia. Republicans there were caught off guard when Mr. Obama won the state 4 years ago. He was the first Democrat to do so in more than 40 years. This year, both parties will be working hard for Virginia votes. Scott Horsley, NPR News. The White House.
Young people did not fare well in the Labor Department last month. The Labor Department added just 115,000 jobs. NPR's Claudio Sanchez reports that even those with college degrees are struggling.
Jobs were harder to find in April, and young people, including college graduates, were not exempt. A majority of Americans 18 to 29 years old say the tough economy is forcing them to make some hard choices. Many are delaying getting married, starting a family, or buying a house. And though the unemployment rate for people with a bachelor's degree or higher is roughly half the overall 8.1% unemployment rate, many are not paying off their student loans or other debt. Teenagers 16 to 19 years old are the worst off. Their unemployment rate is nearly 25%. Overall, the percentage of Americans 16 and older who are employed or at least looking for a job has fallen to 63.6%, the lowest since 1981. Claudia Sanchez, NPR News.
France is in a campaign news black as it heads into tomorrow's final round of its presidential election. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports.
Rivals President Nicolas Sarkozy and socialist candidate François Hollande held their last public rallies yesterday. Sarkozy warned that electing Hollande with his public spending plans would worsen the debt crisis. Hollande says Sarkozy has denigrated France's image abroad. Polls give Hollande about a 6 percentage point lead over Sarkozy. Sarkozy rode to power in 2007 on promises of sweeping reform that would jumpstart the French economy and make it competitive. 5 years later, growth has ground to a halt and unemployment is at its highest level in 12 years. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
The man who claims to be the one who plotted the September 11th attacks is before a military tribunal at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba at this hour. He and four other men are being arraigned on charges that include nearly 3,000 counts of murder. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed refused to respond to a judge's questions. This is NPR News. Activists in Syria say a bomb exploded in a car wash in the northern city of Aleppo today, killing at least five people. Another explosion was reported in the capital, Damascus. There were no casualties there, but several cars were destroyed. Bomb attacks are on the rise in Syria as the opposition to President Bashar al-Assad becomes more militarized. Security is tight in Cairo after violent clashes yesterday near the Ministry of Defense. One person was killed and hundreds were injured. Merritt Kennedy reports.
Clashes erupted in the mid-afternoon between protesters and military police in front of the ministry. Protesters were trapped on a narrow street as fights broke out between unidentified assailants and some demonstrators on the other end of the road. The military forcibly cleared the area and imposed a curfew around the ministry until early this morning. In a statement, the ruling military council called the actions of protesters a threat to the nation. This happened after mass marches brought thousands of protesters to the military's own doorstep, voicing suspicion that the military would not hand over power to a democratically elected government next month as promised. For NPR News, I'm Merritt Kennedy in Cairo.
Turkey's state-run news agency reports the trial of Britain's Duchess of York is on hold while the two sides consider an out-of-court settlement. Sarah Ferguson is charged with violating the law by filming children at two orphanages. She could be sentenced to 22 years in prison if convicted. Ferguson made the film as part of a 2008 television program that investigated abuses at the orphanages. She did not appear at her trial that began yesterday and said she won't return to Turkey. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News.